Welcome back to the Podcast That Rocks, weekly podcast that talks about news in the world of rock, metal, alternative, and everything in between. My name is Luke.
My name is Alex.
And my name is Rowan.
Thank you all so much for joining us on this Wednesday. We hope you're doing very well on this hump day. We don't make a lot of hump day jokes. I just realized that. We've been doing this on Wednesday for quite a while, too.
Do you want to bring in the camel from the Geico commercials?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, but we don't need to. Nope. We'll start our own thing. We'll start our own little thing somehow. In the chat, think of a PG way to do this somehow. Also, hello to my lovely wife in the chat. She will be kicking people if she sees fit. Thank you for the super chat so far. We will read all super chats as they come in. If you do a $10 or more super chat, you're going to get your own random festival. And if we hit 50 likes, we'll do a random festival. That's on Rock or Flop, where we book random festivals at the end for fun. Guess what? I added more photos because we went to a festival this past week.
You two went to a festival.
Yes.
I didn't.
Rowan did not because they would not allow three people, no matter how hard we tried, but we're sending Rowan to a concert anyway.
And I miss ETL too.
Yes.
Shame.
We're sending Rowan to a concert anyway. We're going to figure that out hopefully very soon. So that should happen. We'll make up for it somehow. Some people are chanting and saying weird stuff in the chat already. It's going to be that type of week, isn't it?
You started with the hump day stuff.
Luke
started this.
To be fair, Rowan did not. It was me and Ivan. Yes, Ivan.
We opened Pandora's box, my friend.
Yeah.
Don't blame Ivan.
Ivan's in trouble somehow. He knows he is. So if we hit 50 likes, we'll play around a festival rocker flop as well. Thank you so much. Footage from the festival seemed like so much fun. We're going to get to a lot of that. We're going to get a lot to the shenanigans. First, we're going to talk about other festival shenanigans, the festival that we were not at, because we're going to go longer on Ride Fest. We have a lot to show. But there's a problem in our sweet little festival community that needs to be addressed again, because now it's gotten worse. I didn't think it could get worse, but it got worse. So, is there anything else before we really start going into it? Mm-mm. Like the actual news stuff? All right. Let me share.
I will just say...
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I will just say, no, even though we're about to talk about this, overall, from what I've heard from my friends who were at LTL, it was an overall fun night.
Yes.
We should clarify that.
And I would also say what we're about to see is not DWP's fault. This is not on them. So anyone trying to blame them for that, like DWP, the company, that is not on them. So get it. There are fingers to point, but it's not on them. So let me share my screen with my friends here. Make sure you get the entire screen. I'm going to go over here. I'm going to go over to Jesse Lee's post because like he made a little short about it as well. If you're like wanted some more footage of it. But this is a good post for it. Bam, bam, bam. That should be it. So, Sleep Token fans have been getting hurt during the show at Louder Than Life. Now, some of you might be thinking, what, a mosh pit or something? No, it's crowd surfing. Oh, someone fall? Everyone fall. Everyone fall, go down, go boom. Here's the problem with all that. I'm going to see if I can play it just a little. I think we'll be okay because this is Instagram. What was happening while Jesse Lee talks... There were fans, probably had a beer or five at Sleep Token. Some of the rowdy, angry bro fans that weren't happy Sleep Token was, you know, one of the bands headlining or on that stage headlining. They were chanting things and intentionally dropping crowd surfers. It got to the point where they were chanting, drop that B for YouTube speech, every time a crowd surfer came up and they would drop them. How bad did it get? People went to the hospital. It was not just one or two people either. Like, this is some of the chant. Let's see if I can get this going.
Which sounds cool if you're...
Okay, this is not like they were doing the drop that B stuff.
You got it like right at the end. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, man, oh man. And this is the pause right here. You could see a long speech from one of the people posting about it after the fact who did not have a great time. That's real. So... This isn't what metal's about. Some of the comments, TikTok fans are ruining the scene. Well, that's been a thing for a while. The discussion, though, I don't know why it was Sleep Token this happened on. I don't know why this was the day at Louder Than Life, and the heat and the booze and the combination got together and a bunch of bros decided, let's drop people. It got to the point where they were saying even security was laughing about it in our ongoing yearly 2025 coverage of bad security. So... Yeah, I thought that phase was done in the spring. We were talking about that every couple of weeks. Nope, we got some more. So this was not all security. This was not all stages. This was not all days, but it was really bad that night for whatever reason. And lots of people thought they were hilarious dropping crowd surfers. So
I feel like after everything we've seen in 2025 so far, crowd surfing should probably kind of just phase itself out, meaning don't try to crowd surf anymore. Because if this is something that could potentially happen, not worth it. You could break your neck.
Crowd surfing, I mean, like, here's to your point. There is a risk to crowd surfing. There is a risk of falling, just like how there is the risk of you might get hurt if you get into a mosh pit. But the difference is intent. People don't want to drop you regularly when you're crowd surfing, unlike what these people at the Sleep Token show did. That's horrible. And I hate them for that. Like, no one should have to be like going through that. But like, really, when everyone is in the mood, crowd surfing can be fun. And I don't think that should be taken away. Again, it's just you got to call out crappy behavior when you see it. And this is crappy behavior.
I know. So my thing is, we've seen more and more crappy behavior as far as crowd surfing and the acceptance of crowd surfers this year so far. So I don't know. I told you guys my horrendous, holy cow, every single bone in my neck just cracked crowd surfing story. I feel like if people are just starting to, I don't know. Yes, we shouldn't punish people who want to do it for wanting to do it. However, we can't trust the people who we need to rely on to carry us anymore. So maybe we should just not
It's tough. It's very it's definitely circumstantial. It's just like if other people are willing, you know?
Yeah,
like
totally.
I've seen people like fall too. It's just like someone wasn't prepared to catch the person as they got up to them or something like that. Or someone gets kicked in the back of the head by a crowd surfer and they take it personally. It sucks.
And we've all been kicked in the back of the head. We've all ridden the rail once or twice at a show.
It's the risk you take, though. Yeah, again, when you're in the pit, that's what you signed up for.
You get frustrated, but you don't drop them.
Yeah,
exactly. You don't that B and intentionally drop someone who was just trying to have fun. If you're not into it, then just put them down. Don't have to like slam them to the hard ground.
Yeah, they were doing the Looney Tunes. I gotcha. Nope. They were doing that type of stuff. And that's what sucks.
Yeah, no, that's just horrible.
Yeah. And I also,
it's like making a game out of it.
This was outside in a festival too, where medics and stuff are not easy to get to, you know, like dragging out there. Also, it's like, here's my one Kentucky joke. They only have a horse and one bed as an EMT. So it's going to take them a while to drag them to the hospital. Get it? It's Kentucky. That was my one. Like I said, this is not DWP's fault. It's not Sleep Token's fault. It's 99, I would say like 95% of the fans there, like Sleep Token fans or not, they weren't the problem, but enough people were because it was a big crowd. My argument now, it kind of switches over to this, and I know a lot of people in the chat are going to have comments about this too, because we've talked about this a couple months ago. I kind of agree. My wife has a great stance on this. I get that if like you buy a ticket, My Chemical Romance just announced their big stadium tour. There's going to be crowd surfers everywhere in when Mike Kim's doing that stuff in the baseball stadiums. Okay. If I paid $500 for that pit ticket and I run up at Barricade and I'm finally there, my sole intent should not have to be worrying about making sure everyone is safe. However, I need to be aware of that. It could happen. Okay. I'm not going to stand there with my arms folded, go like, nope, I'm not doing it. I'm enjoying my Gerard Way singing to me. But I also need to be aware, but it's not the reason I'm going. It shouldn't have to be my responsibility either. So
it's not really your.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's all I was going to say. It's just, it's one of those situations where, to Alex's point, 2025 has seen a uptick of bad crowd surfing. And also to Rowan's point as well, it's very circumstantial. Because this was a festival in the dead heat and everyone was like, and a lot of these losers that were chanting that stuff had 5 beers and 5 Monster energy drinks all day. And that's it. And that's what they do. Let's be honest. I mean, that's the festival goer. Come on. That is a festival goer. So
however,
I'm sorry.
No, you're good. You're good. I was just gonna say, I've also been to Godsmack and Five Finger Death Punch shows and I didn't see people getting thrown out of the pit. I didn't say it. I didn't say anything.
Yeah. I don't know. Their ankle bracelets were weighing them down for house arrest.
Dear Lord.
When I was a spirit box, I'm not even joking. I saw guys who looked like they were over 300 pounds be like, yo, bring me up. And you would see like 6 guys actually make an attempt. Yeah. It's like,
well, I told you that was my.
Should not be allowed.
I told you that was my one crowd surfing story, right?
No. If you were at a certain weight limit, like there's got to be a weight limit on crowd surfing. But like, to my point earlier, I feel like just like how even if you're not partaking in the mosh pit, if you're just standing in that general area, a mosher might like bump into you. Mm-hmm. I feel like it's just kind of like a thing you kind of, you just sort of sign up for when you get pit tickets. Really? Sure. You got to understand that there's going to be people who are crowd surfing. There's going to be people who are moshing, people who are just losing their minds and raging. It's just kind of what you sign up for.
I do. I mean, it's not going to go away. I think that needs to be more awareness of this. Venues just saying don't crowd surf, you know, like the old Warped Tour stereotype. You crowd surf, you get hurt, we get sued, no more Warped Tour. That like blanket statement, even though they don't care, that Warped Tour has put on for years and years as a banner. There needs to be more than that. There needs to be a message saying, hey, crowd surf at your own risk. You can get hurt, and it's not other people's responsibility to float you up.
Well, just yeah, exactly. That's how like I've always seen crowd surfing. I've crowd surfed. I know that if I get up and I just get someone who was not even paying attention, I could fall, but I still wanted to do it. I took the risk and I decided to go with it.
Yeah.
That's another thing that we all know, and we've all said this multiple times as a metalhead in the metal community. And, you know, a lot of us here right now are metalheads in the metal community. Typically, we do see that somebody falls, pick them up. Yes. We see that typically at traditional metal shows or hard, you know, whatever. Most of our genre, we see that. So I don't know what's going on with these past few shows or events this recently year. In 2025 that we've seen this camaraderie not be apparent, and I don't like it. Whatever's going on, whatever's in the water needs to stop.
Yeah.
I have a theory, and I'm wondering if I can get your guys' thoughts on it.
Okay.
Do you think because Sleep Token has been such a gateway band for a lot of people, maybe now that they're finally getting into this music and getting into the scene themselves, they're not used to this type of thing happening in the scene? Really got a show?
Okay, fair point. And I say this as someone like that sees like Sleep Token fans really started picking up right during and post pandemic, and they're trying to get used to stuff if they're brand new to it, especially if they're younger. But they're not the ones dropping people, they're the ones getting dropped. Does that make sense?
I could definitely see most of those rail runners being Sleep Token fans. So we all know front they row, would be waiting there front all day.
Row, yes. But the other thing is too, I can also see the bros upset that Pantera didn't do a double set and a Sleep Token taking a slot and then just staying there camping out and waiting to drop people, which is dark. But yes, I could see.
So it's just like an idea where it's like, oh, they're Sleep Token fans. They're the enemy. Oh, screw off.
Oh, that's your advice.
Screw you.
Yeah. It sucks.
That's kind of a good idea here. Maybe we had this weird mashup, this weird mixing of oil and water between the two fans, and it was just a kind of a toxic area that night. I don't know. That's totally a valid theory.
Mm-hmm. This happened at Sonic Temple last year also, and bands called out the crap behavior, but not Sleep Token. Well, it's not Sleep Token's responsibility. They might not have seen it because they were performing. They can't be watching every single crowd surfer. Also, Sleep Token doesn't talk. There's no matter what the band was, it would not be the band's fault. Not at all. Unless you have a Roddy Radke going, I want to see bodies like crash test dummies and throw them out on the ground because I think it's funny, that attitude. Then you can blame the band. Otherwise, no, it's not on the Sleep Token or any of the bands that happened this at all. Who else did it happen to? Slam Dunk Fest. When it was a Slam Dunk Fest, like in the spring, and the security guy was just watching people drop right on their necks and not even reacting. It wasn't the band's fault.
That was security.
Yeah, security, right. But still, it's not the band's fault. Band probably wasn't even aware.
There's no guarantee the bands are going to see this at all, because like they're performing, they gotta like look at their instruments, they gotta like, they're looking at an entire crowd of people in a dark room. They're not going to be able to see everything. If they do and they call it out, great, but that's not a guarantee.
Yeah. Also, like Alex and I will get to Riot Fest coverage in a minute. Like, we met people that were working their first festival there. And like someone just brought up a great point in chat. I was thinking the same with Rowan. Young fans, influencers who haven't gone to a festival before and just don't know how it works, and your first is louder than life, that is a big ocean to jump in for your first.
Yeah. And still, okay. Yes, it could be these new fans who are just now getting into the scene, which, hell yeah, welcome.
Yes.
Learn how to do it properly. If these people are coming out and throwing people and chanting, drop that B, you probably should just stay home.
Yeah.
Please and thank you.
At least watch from the
relinquish back. Relinquish your ticket and give it to someone like me, Who well, does yes. not drop their crowd surfers.
Yes, actually. So is that our next marketing scam? Not scam, opportunity, deodorant. And we have a pit crew, but it's like crowd surfing crew. Like you hire us for one round, like just, okay, this is your one turn. Like kind of like a carnival ride. We pick you up and just like trot you along all the way to you the know, front.
If it gets me into a show for money free, and yeah. all I have to do is just be the guy who does pick, like keep you up as a crowd surfer. I'm not opposed to it.
Okay, so Rowan and I'll do that. Alex will sell the deodorant to all the smelliest people at the festival, and we'll come out with a boatload. Oh yeah, now you don't like the idea, do you, Alex?
You say we are on crowd surfer duty, and I'm like, brother, I am small. I will get smooshed. You try to get 300-pound crowd surfer, I will become a...
Well, no, that's a different thing. That's a 300-pound guy who doesn't realize, okay, I am not fit for this.
I got an idea. So Ro and I are on the heavy duty work. Alex, we're going to get you with the airport orange vest and the two batons, and you're just like waving us in, and, like getting people away from you. Yes. See? I figured it out. Left. Left. Go left. See? There you go. I figured it out.
Like Terry... I'm going to look like Terry Crews in White Chicks. I'll just be like dancing.
Yeah. Oh, that's an easy 60 bucks. That is an easy extra 60 bucks for us. Come on. For one little trip to go through. That's good money.
Dude, if I'm guiding, sign me up. Yes.
Yeah. There you go. See? Figuring it out. Also, thank you for the super chats. We'll get to them all after we get through the news. Check out Jesse Lee's stuff. Follow Jesse Lee. He's great. He has his own podcast that he's trying to grow on YouTube as well. Lee. Yeah, follow Jesse Lee and tell him we sent you there. Go on Jesse Lee's YouTube channel and say Rock sent us, and then leave a nice little like and a comment about him and all that stuff. I'm not asking. I'm as politely telling you as I can without sounding angry or ordering you all. Do something. So
assertively.
Yeah, assertively nice. I'm assertively nice. There, that's a good way to put it. All right. It's time for the third time for me. Alex is first. What went down at Riot Fest? Lots and lots of Jesse Stamos and butter. That sounds like Jesse. A joke. Or John Stamos, Jesse from Full House. John Stamos Uncle and butter. Uncle Jesse. That sounds like a joke, but there was plenty of butter and John Stamos to go around.
So much butter.
How much butter and John Stamos to go around? That should be on a t-shirt. So we got Dodcast Pay and so much John Stamos and butter.
There already are the butter John Stamos t-shirts from Riot Fest. Someone did beat us to that.
Oh my God.
Yes. So
damn it.
We go down to the Riot Fest 2025 lineup, blah, blah, blah. One first thing we're going to start about, some wholesomeness. Green Day closed out night 3. It was a nice set. Everyone was happy. What most people were talking about, a child got brought up to the stage 10 minutes in, as Green Day does all the time. And Argyle was his name and got to sing along with Green Day. Isn't that awesome? When I was that age, I never got to do anything that cool, not even close. And to his credit, he nailed every lyric. He got to do all the stuff. Here's 2 seconds. Okay, that's all you get because YouTube's already going to have a fit. Anyway, he nailed all his keys. He got to jump down to do the pyro thing. Hugging Billy Joe on stage. Dream come true, right? That's not the only part of the story. Argyle's mom says, I'm Argyle's mom. I was in panic mode all day because we got separated when I went to the bathroom and couldn't get back to him, which is easily possible how big the crowd was. He parked by the stage around noon and didn't leave all day. Thank you for making my amazing kid's dream come true and for easing my anxiety. As soon as I saw him on stage, I screamed, OMG, that's my kid. What an amazing night. I'm a new fan forever.
That's something out of a movie.
Mm-hmm.
Like for real.
So and
Billy Joe shared it out and said, look, Ma, it's Argyle. So that's on my page for the write-up and everything. I'll leave a link to it if you want to check it out. I have it like set right to the timestamp when Argyle joins on stage. Again, Argyle nailed it. Like he not only lived out his best day, he waited at the barricade and he made sure to get his one moment count. So good for him.
Yeah, you go, Argyle.
Exactly. Lots of bands had a lot of fun stuff. Bad Religion did a full album playthrough. They sounded better than a lot of bands half their age. And this is all alphabetical except for Green Day. But now we get to one of the main talking points. After roughly 12 years of goading and jokes and in-jokes and a John Stamos look-alike contest that Alex will tell us about, John Stamos finally walked on stage to the shrill screaming of women in Chicago.
All over the world. They knew it. They felt it. Uncle Jesse had taken the stage.
And he's wearing the Butter Stamos t-shirt.
That was the screaming I heard from New York.
Yes, that is correct. That is what you heard. He's wearing the Butter Stamos shirt, by the way. One of them. So he's already wearing the merch. As we go on.
He was such a good sport about the whole thing.
Yes. And he posted later. He's loved it every year. He always thought it was funny. This was the year, the 20th anniversary. Mike Love was there wandering on stage to the hits, who's in his 80s now. Yes, he was still performing. John Stamos played guitar and drums and did a whole lot. And this is where we like to point out that John Stamos knew what he was doing. You see this photo? He took off his jacket and mounted the drum kit like that. This is where...
I gotta find his tricep routine.
He is 62 years old, by the way. 6'2". The comments alone, including mine right here, this moment got at least 400 women pregnant at Ryan Fest just by seeing Stamos mount the drum kit. Yes. In my clip that I showed, you can hear a woman shrilly scream, "I would die for you, John Stamos," right before Surfing USA started.
Have mercy is what everyone was thinking.
Have mercy indeed. It was intense. Oh, right there. Have mercy.
Is that his catchphrase or something?
From the show. Yeah, have mercy.
I'm kidding. I know.
Okay, good. And he sang Forever from the show, and he dedicated it to Bob Saget. It was a great moment. It all played out. The only bad thing about it, what do they go now? What's next year's bit? They can't do John Stamos anymore. What's the bit going to be?
I think the other plays the other guy. What's his name? What's the name of the other uncle?
Joey.
Yes, yeah, so yeah, Joey.
He does have, he's not a musician, but he does have a history with music.
What are they going to do? Get, Alanis Morissette?
They're going to get Alanis, yes! I was thinking the same thing! They're going to get Alanis Morissette and say, Dave Coulier better not be at Riot Fest, and he just walks on stage.
Ooh. Oh, Lord. Where's my...
When you got Dave Coulier dressed as John Stamos.
That's fine, too. Man, oh man.
Dave Coulier. Ew, I don't want a Dave Coulier lookalike contest.
Okay, the lookalike contest, by the way. Oh, man. It's not going to let me do the pause right away because TikTok, whatever. Okay, so I'll have to show photos later. You can see the TikTok and everything else. The John Stamos lookalike contest. Alex, would you like to, because you saw it in person, even though it was a big crowd, would you like to tell everyone about the John Stamos lookalike shenanigans?
So it was really funny. Everybody gathered around the John Stamos statue sculpture. Uh-huh. And first of all, I don't know what picture John Stamos looks like that in, but I've not seen it yet. The lookalike contest was hilarious. There were mullets galore. There were, a bunch of different outfits. And there was a woman literally dressed as a stick of butter, which I very much appreciated.
Goodness. That woman got chased. You know she did.
It was so fun because all of the mullets and all of the Uncle Jesse's and all of the John Stamos just looking like John Stamos's were really fun, and they really did enjoy the bit. And I felt so bad for the guy who won the lookalike contest because he was stuck taking selfies in front of the butter statue for an hour.
The guy in the shirt with the sunglasses was the winner.
Yes.
So he's the one that got the official win. There was another guy, if they have a photo of him, because here's him taking pictures, a lot of them there. That's the butter statue. I'll try to zoom in my best. After seeing it up close, no, it does not look like John Stamos. Smile. The eyes are super sunken in. The Joker smile. The eyes are what did it for me. So yeah, we agree. We saw it up close. We agree with you.
It's a Jack Nicholson Joker right there.
I guess the hair is okay. So
the butter. I just like
this
butter.
Guy was apparently did not win. I think this guy should have won.
Really? That guy.
Stamos in that guy.
Maybe the hair. The hair and the shirt. Yeah. So and then many people had the mask. It was a big, big thing. Everyone was happy. Gwar was there.
So funny.
Oh my god! Wait! I saw a video of Jack White jamming to Gwar on side stage while they were performing.
Yes,
and it's so awesome that Jack White likes Gwar.
Yes. Also, it's one more thing that noted on Sunday, because John Stamos was still in town. He performed "Mbop" with Hanson. So if you missed Riot Fest this year, you really missed something special. So
yes, rub it in my face, my friend.
I know, the unique things. Blink 182 closed out night one. We talked with Cliff Diver. They were super nice. They were fun. They knew how to have fun. They opened their set with 30 Flirty and Thriving, which is just the perfect song title.
Mm-hmm. It was perfect.
Mm-hmm. Girl in a Coma. Alex talked about they're on their reunion. They just got back together last year. They announced they have a new album coming out.
Yeah, Idols. That was really cool. And that Selena cover too. I got to mention it again, because that was, I was sitting and I'm like, wait a minute. I know this song. And I'm like, oh, that's cool.
Right.
Like it when that happens.
Idols was one of my favorites. Nice photo. One of the few photos I got of him crowd surf, because he was farther away. But yeah, full thing was great for them. I got the footage of him playing when Jack White came out with Idols and started playing one of their big songs. Well, that was already out of the pit by that point, but I just linked it on YouTube. Knocked Loose had way too big of a wall of death. The guitarist said, I went from the front of this barricade to the back of that field. He did the same thing at
Louder Than Life. There is no such thing as too big a wall of death.
You say that, but when you see what it was and you have to get drone footage of it, you realize, oh, maybe this is a little too much. Maybe just a bit.
Did we have Guinness out here for this one? Because I want to know, have we established the largest yet?
Well, if it's this or Louder Than Life, it has to have been one of these two, because they were both insane. Loviot, which is now Alex's bestie, if you want to talk about Loviot a little bit.
Loviot was fantastic. I was not familiar with Loviot until we saw her perform, and it was great. Her voice is beautiful, very reminiscent of kind of like a Taylor Momsen kind of raspy, you know, sultry, I suppose we could say, Luke. Yeah, yep. It's a nice cadence in her voice. I very enjoyed it. And she played guitar. She was the only guitarist, which is very impressive, as anyone can attest to who's tried to be the single guitarist in their band and sing at the same time.
Correct. And she
really enjoyed it.
Also, we met her backstage. What was the first thing she said to us, Alex? Do you remember?
Oh, what? Which one, Luke? Which one?
I'll just quote it. I'll just quote it. The first thing she said, I've had 6 cups of wine so far. She had a few after her set. And then she started proclaiming her love for Alex.
Yeah, it's fine. Yes. Everything was fine.
That all happens.
I was gonna lead with that.
Well,
but you wanted to preempt. You know, the preemptive. We could. I had to start from there.
Rowan, I had to cut out about 4 or 5 minutes of Alex just getting praised and worshipped by Loviot. So.
It was fine. It was fine. It was a good day. It was a good time. Also, everybody had a good time.
Also, it's Loviot. So it said like Soviet with an L. At first, we both didn't know how to pronounce it. She thought it was Loviot. I thought it was Lovey-T because it says Lovey-T. Neither of us knew, but we figured it out before we met her. So,
yes, it was definitely Loviot.
Max Sabbath
on their farewell tour. We got to see it all. Alex has a great picture with Ronald Osborne. I don't have it on here yet, but we'll add it to it later. Great photo.
You know, like, you know, the classic like video of Ozzy reacting to Max Sabbath.
Oh, yeah.
I showed that video to my dad like years ago. And literally like at the exact same time as Ozzy said it, he was like, what the F am I watching?
Yes.
Yeah,
that sounds right. We also met a band called The Paradox, who have been around for just barely a year. And yeah, we saw Senses Fail. The Paradox have been around for just barely over a year. Their new EP came out while we were there. NSFW, they already have 1 million followers on Instagram. Pop punk band out of Atlanta. They were super nice. Hey. Senses Fail all dressed up as individual members from Ferris Bueller's Day Off for the Chicago performance. So the different outfits and things like that, they did it pretty smart. They knew who to play for in Chicago. Where's the other one? There we go. The jerseys. Yeah. So a lot of bands like really leaned into everything. Touche Amore was fun. A lot of mic problems for that poor guy, but they figured it out. Weekend Friends was the one that came up with Alex's joke before Alex could tell it.
I was pleasantly shocked. I was shocked because I come in all rearing ready to go, you know, with my dad jokes, because I'm the dad joke queen. And they come out and throw out one of my jokes at me.
A beast of one. Yes. So
like, wow.
Jimmy was confused.
Yeah. It's like, wait, no, you're taking my bit. So then we get to what was one of the headliners in my mind, because if you saw the crowd, you would have been blown away. They put Weird Al. We knew we were going to put Weird Al on one of the side stages that night. They put them on the wrong side stage. There at Riot Fest, there are two side by side stages and a fifth one over on the side, like on the field. If they would have put him on that side over the field, like in a separated one, no problems would have been had. It would have been perfectly contained. They put him on the two side stages that were smaller, closest to the exit. The massive crowd could not move. Many of them could not see Weird Al. Some of them could not even hear Weird Al. Boy, were people not happy. It was bad. We had a friend crash there. Crash Thompson, for all of you in the chat who know that is, obviously for YouTube. He left early because he was just so fed up. And it sucks because either Alkaline Trio or Knocked Loose was bleeding over with a sound. You couldn't get a good view to see. And Weird Al did the thing where he changed outfits every song. It was a full set. So that was the biggest bummer. The biggest critique I have for Riot Fest is that, just the logistics of what to do with Weird Al.
Oops.
Yeah. Oops, indeed. So live and learn. I do hope Weird Al does a makeup show for Riot Fest alone, and they put him on that fifth stage. Like, here you go. Sorry. You know, so because people liked it when they heard it, but at the same time, it did not do justice to Weird Al. So a lot of other Riot Fest stuff happened. We're still adding footage and coverage and photos to that main article. We'll keep updating it this week. That was the sweaty Riot Fest of 2025. John Stamos and butter everywhere. Here's one more photo of John. Yeah. No, what am I doing? Here's the photo everyone wants of John Stamos mounting a drum kit with his in his tank. Yeah.
You just got to make a poster of that and you will make a little bit of extra coin. And
you got to use this in a thumbnail for a future video. And I swear to you, you probably would get on trending.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, should have. Because like that was a Riot Fest employee, like their media team that took that photo. Because I don't know if she knew that was going to happen or not. But man, she nailed that shot. Like that is like 90s, like Calvin Klein model posing at the camera. Like, hey, ladies, that's
how you know, photographer
ready.
You know how photographers like to blow up their favorite images and hang those up on their walls. You got yours. Imagine that's what she does with this.
Oh, after this, there's a lot of ladies that went to Riot Fest that will be doing that with this one. Absolutely. Photo. You don't understand the hysteria that happened for the Beach Boys. Also, Beach Boys music in rainy Chicago weather in September doesn't have the same vibe, but John Stamos sure made it work.
I'm standing there like with my hoodie covering my head and protecting myself from the rain. And I'm all, everybody surfing.
USA.
This is so weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Someone said butter everywhere. Yes. That's not a joke. Butter was a key thing at Riot Fest. So that's our Riot Fest coverage so far. We'll add more. I'll share the links. Speaking of shows, though, however, this is bad news. And we just found out about this yesterday. We're hoping everything's good tonight. Apparently, the worst thing happened to Ghost. We have a tummy ache update for Papa. Food poisoning. They had to cover one of the three big shows for Mexico City. And Mexico City is big Ghost country. That might as well be their home base at this point. So I'm assuming they're going to perform tonight. I haven't heard yet. Because like the September 23rd was canceled. Ghost doesn't cancel shows easy. And for Ghost to cancel of all bands in Mexico City, that is huge. So here's hoping things work out for Papa. So I was also going to make a joke because I didn't know they were in Mexico City first. I was going to make a joke. Okay, what city was he in and what did he eat? So we can make jokes. Was it Skyline Chili in Ohio? Was it Gator Tail in Florida? No, it's Mexico City. I'm like, that's not as funny. So
See, that's why I work the Satan angle, where I'm just like, he ate some bad goat and some expired blood of the innocent. You know, it happens.
Is that really him, though, Papa? I don't know. Blood of the innocent. He's not big on sacrifices. I don't know. That's true. That we know of.
I just hope you enjoyed the ginger ale that Rocked sent your way and the saltine crackers. I hope you're feeling better.
We sent chicken noodle soup and peppermints. Here you go, buddy.
No, you send Pepto-Bismal. You send him Pepto-Bismal. A package of Pepto-Bismal. Yes.
Also, side note, this is not music related. If you're listening on the podcast speak, you're not going to get this. We're looking at the article. Hey, Louder Sound, you do a great job with write-ups. Maybe a few less ads on your website. I don't know. I'm kind of overstimulated by the amount of sheer ad overload on this thing. I can't even count.
I'm seeing like three alone for Adobe Acrobat.
So I don't know. It's a bit of overstimulation for all the ads. Maybe that's me. However, tickets can get refunded. Even though the show didn't happen, they can still get refunded, by the way, if you're down in Mexico City. We want good things for Ghost. We're Ghost fans here. Here's hoping the Skeletor continues on. So we now move on to shows that will never happen. Now, we found this out while Alex and I were away this weekend, and we shared it right away to Rowan to make sure. Gretchen just said people joke that he was actually raptured and this was a cover story until they could find a lookalike because the rapture was yesterday. Get it?
Yeah. So what are we on, like, Ghost 10
still
now?
Here, yeah. If we're all still here, does that mean we weren't chosen? When's the apocalypse? Has anyone heard a horn earlier today?
Well, that means all of us were chosen. So business as usual, I guess.
I know. Yeah. Maybe the apocalypse has already happened and we are just... We just haven't like acknowledged it as such yet.
Maybe.
Has anyone found Papa Six yet? Where are we at on this? Is he performing tonight? What's going on?
Tobias like, crap, I got to write a new ghost, like a new Papa leader now. I got 24 hours. I can't make lore that fast.
It's like, we got a new costume out like now. Ooh, are you serious?
The costume and the different masks for the ghouls. That's going to be rough in 24 hours. Good thing Spirit Halloween's open right now. It's Halloween season. So they might be able to pull something.
They probably even have like a knockoff ghost outfit at Spirit Halloween.
Oh, probably. Yeah. Just spray paint them silver.
Just change your hair color. Yeah, it'll be fine.
Get a wig.
Hey, just get some of the Halloween hairspray and do your hair white.
Boom, they do have that at Spirit Halloween. Yes, they have all the like daily hair, the hair color spray, the cheap stuff. So we now go on to shows that will never happen. Californians, you have another good reason to be in California. Governor says... Because of his horrific music, California will indefinitely suspend Kid Rock for performing in the Golden State. You're welcome, Gavin Newsom. Now, yes, this is a joke. He was making a joke to mock another politician. This is not meant to get political. I'm only bringing this up because, one, it is a joke. And two, any chance that Kid Rock gets dunked on so hard by an entire state is funny to me. So... I said, when I found out, I mean, that's a good reason to move to California if it wasn't so expensive and so hot all the time.
Yeah, something good actually happened out of that cesspool of a state.
See, California is so big, though. The thing is, you have so many nice pockets and bad pockets. It's too big.
I know,
big.
Yeah. I lived in the bad pocket, though, so my view of the whole state is ruined.
Excuse me. It's such a big, long state. You just got to come down south. You'll be fine.
I can say the same thing about like in New York. Yeah, the city sucks, but if you go up north to like freaking Ithaca or Albany, it's better.
Yeah.
Keep talking. I just hit my cable and my audio just went.
Oh no. So California is like a banana. See, it's really long and some parts are nice. Some parts are kind of too squishy. But also, really good.
Yeah, also, I don't want the risk of my home being set on fire, like randomly by like a forest or whatever, and suddenly I don't have a house anymore. I'm pretty much homeless. That's fun.
Oh, would I allow a forest fire or Kid Rock into my home? Oh.
I mean, honestly, we've got a beach.
Yeah, also, you can get fire extinguishers a lot easier.
And there's beach. I like beach.
There you go. Yeah.
I'm like Ken from the Barbie movie. I know how to beach.
I know how to beach. So that was minor news in all this. Also, this is also just because he plays so much metal on a show. Jimmy Kimmel returned to TV to most cities. So we'll start getting new musical acts again and more metal coming on the Jimmy Kimmel Live, which is good. I am going to make a video based on like 10 metal bands that have performed on Kimmel because there have been a lot. I've done videos about the like late night shows before, but this one will just be Kimmel because there's so many to go through. So including this past year, Spirit Box was on this past year, on this year, 2025, mm-hmm. which is awesome. So
was Knocked Loose Kimmel too?
Yes. Knocked Loose and Poppy. That was the one that all the mad parents in the Midwest all emailed about and messaged about how evil it was.
Like it.
Yeah. So Jimmy Kimmel has had a bad, weird 12 months. So,
yeah.
Also, in good news for metal, I never would have guessed this because the album's over a year old, but Architects have their first number one for a number one song with Everything Ends. I never would have saw that coming. Never, ever, ever. Everything Ends rises two spots to number...
Hit the wrong one! I hit the wrong one! It was a missing one!
You got it. For everyone damn listening, it. He did mean to hit the victory fanfare, not the sad Price is Right horn.
It was a missing point.
No problem.
How do you feel about Architects, Rowan? How do you really feel about them?
I really love them. Holy Hell is an amazing album. Yes, I have nothing against Architects.
So, Everything Ends rises two spots at number one on Billboard's mainstream rock airplay chart, dated September 27th, become the band's main ruler of the tally. Boy, is that a weird way to phrase that. Did I read that wrong? The band's maiden ruler on the tally? That makes sense, right? English majors, that is something that means something. I'll let you all know. Leave it in the comments. Thank you. I just want to make sure. But yeah, again, I never would have thought that. Architects are the ninth act to reach number one on mainstream rock airplay for the first time in 2025. That's a bigger thing, I think, for the first time this year, because so many other acts have hit number one that have never done it before. So,
I know that the single,
Go ahead.
But like on the radio side, as we know, because I'm in the radio side. So I see all of like the, oh, well, it's been on the charts for blah, 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 blah. That song stayed at number one on a lot of the charts for weeks and weeks and weeks. And it stayed on a bunch of radio stations rotation for like 30 weeks straight. That thing was a beast.
Yeah. So it's cool
absolutely
to see
massive
that.
Track
with all the terrible things that have happened to Architects over the years. It's very cool to see the longevity still pay off. It's a nice thing for that.
I just want to say again, I love Architects, Sam and company. You guys are awesome. Keep doing what you're doing. Congratulations.
This happened. That was actually me that pushed the button, by the way, not Rowan. I was just trying to blame it on everybody.
Dude, don't. Nah, dude, you know.
What are you going to do? Blame Ivan next? There.
Maybe Ivan likes Holy Hell too.
Blame one of the cats or something like that. It jumps on your keyboard. It's like, guys,
at the old house, that's what they all used to do. Like, especially Pearl would hop up and walk back and forth all the time. So,
yeah.
But yeah, it does happen. So, that being said, we had good news this week mostly. It was not a terrible week. Does everyone agree? We had some wild stuff to talk about, some good stuff, some ridiculous stuff, especially with the fans dropping. But everyone should be okay.
Good and bad.
Yeah, good and bad. It was not the worst week we've had by a long shot. One more time before we get to our weekly stuff, here's John Stamos mounting a drum kit. I know what our audience wants. Look at that. Yeah. That's what the audience wants. 62-year-old Greek man climbing a drum kit. So, everyone take it in. Thumbs up, like this video. If you enjoy John Stamos on a drum kit, my wife says about the tally comment, my English read just looked at me like, huh? Yeah, pretty much. So
that feels like something you put into AI or ask AI to write up and then you just like copy and paste. You do not proofread
without
whatsoever.
Looking at it. And you're also English is a second language. So you figure it's okay.
Probably.
Like if,
yeah,
I was doing that, like if I was doing it for French, I was like, yeah, those are French words. That's good. So, that being said, we now go into some of our weekly news. I'm just going to leave this image of John Stamos mounting a drum kit up while we talk about this. Does anyone have any objections?
It's fine.
Okay, very good. Yes, Alex, I figured you were okay with it. So
it's fine.
That being said, we're going to talk about some tours got announced and some albums that got announced. One I'm going to look up while we're doing this. We might have to go away for a second. Tours that got announced this week, and there was a big honker of one. I'm sure you have it on your list, but I just want to make sure. I want to hear what you have to say about it. Go for it, Alex.
I hope so. Bring Me the Horizon and Iron Maiden are going to be two of five headliners at 2026's Rock for People in the Czech Republic.
Yes.
So that's massive.
I got to get, I got to find my passport.
That's
there
a good
go.
One.
Go get it. Yep. Creator, Carcass, Exodus, and Nails just announced a European tour. We've got, I think this is what you're alluding to, Luke, but we've got My Chemical Romance. doing a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm, that's the one.
I don't know. Am I on the right track?
That is the one. Cool. That is the one that my wife has already made 2 TikToks about, saying that she will go to that concert if the world has to end for her to do it. So I'm paraphrasing, obviously.
I better start saving, bro.
She puts her TikToks on there. I'm just going to tell the brief story. When she was younger, I think I want to say she was 15 or 16. Gretchen, if you're in the chat, might correct me on age. What happened was she wanted to go to see Green Day with My Chemical Romance opening. She was young, and all the people in her high school that knew her goes, Gretchen, that show's too rough for you. You're going to get hurt. And it was on a school night, so her parents weren't let her go. Her friend said it'd be too wild and chaotic. She never got to see Green Day or My Chemical Romance. And now she's in the chat saying, I will fight the youngins for tickets. And she was 15.
As you should.
And she was 15. It was 2005. So there you go. That's the big tour. They announced a lot of stadium performances throughout the United States. And in UK as well. So going through UK, Italy, Spain, and then through the United States from coast to coast, including 3 shows at Los Angeles, California. So if you're in LA next year, these are all next year, you get the big honkers. So I wanted to do that because good.
Well, it's celebrating the 20th anniversary of the Black Parade. So it's going to be a huge, long, awesome, unending celebration. And then 3 massive festival dates as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be a good year for my Chem fans.
Yes. I wanted to make sure all that was given. Go ahead. Sorry. I want to make sure all that was given.
You're good.
Go ahead, Alex. Sorry. My fault.
We've also got Inhuman Condition, Ex Mortis, and Trash Panda just announced a couple of US tour dates.
Okay.
Health and Carpenter Brute announced some 2026 North American tour dates.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking about Health last week, I think. So that's the perfect timing.
Yes, absolutely.
Iron Maiden announced Run For Your Lives 2026 European tour dates. We've got Opeth and Catatonia 2026 North American tour.
Fun one.
And that's all I have on my list.
Good amount of stuff. Good amount of stuff to plan for. I wanted to make sure also that we got the My Chemical Romance stuff because I have someone in this household who will want the details shared. I wanted to make sure everyone was covered so that way I would not hear from the boss of why something was not covered. Because we have a My Chem fam in this house that really wants to make sure it gets the right amount of time.
I'll tell you right now, I was not going to forget it. It was at the top of my list.
Yeah.
But I wanted to make sure that we have, you know, we got to give the other guys a little bit of something too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Got to be fair. So that being said, Rowan, how about albums coming out for September 26th? Also my mom's birthday.
Oh, happy birthday to your mom. Mm-hmm. No, we got a decent lineup actually right here. So first of all, we got Revocation, really good death metal band with New Gods, New Masters coming out. We got Led Zeppelin legend Robert Plant with Susie Deanne releasing Saving Grace as his newest solo work. I'm surprised he's still doing solo work. The guy's like 85. Good for him. Mm. We got legendary band Scorpions from the first Sting coming out as well. Okay. Dad loves Scorpions. He has a great story about seeing them live. Cool. They, you know, they're German. And according to my dad at the show that he went to with them, they wanted to say, we love you. But instead, in like very thick German broken English, the singer dude said, you love us. To the crowd.
That's what I used to say as a bad guy pro wrestler. I used to yell at everyone, you love me. And watch him. It works every time as a bad guy wrestler, by the way. Go ahead.
Yeah. President King of Terror's EP is coming out. Excuse me. I don't know. Still, you know, 4 songs in now. They range from okay to just like the most like basic modern metal Bad Omen Sleep Token songs I could think of. It's just like, when I see how successful they are and how many people are glazing them online, I just don't understand it. I'm not trying to be mean or anything like that, but it's just like, I just don't see why people are saying like, this is the thing to talk about. Cause like, it's just not, there's nothing groundbreaking what they're doing. And I don't know why people are acting like it is, but finally, this is the album I am looking forward to the most. We got Dying Wishes, Flesh Stays Together. Yes. I saw Dying
opened for Spirit Box back in April. They put on a killer show. They brought the singer to help Courtney out with Sawspine. I really love their stuff. I've been loving the singles that have been coming out on coming up for this album. I am excited. The album art too looks freaking sick, by the way. It looks metal as hell, if you guys know what it looks like.
Very cool.
It's again, I'm excited about that one.
Awesome. Good list. I'm excited for Dying Wish also. We now go to our Song of the Week, chosen by Rowan. Rowan, what did you pick for Song of the Week this time?
So first of all, chat, I just got to say, Violent Nature, I Prevail's new album, absolute killer. Like, seriously, like, not even just, like, the singles were already getting me excited about it, but, like, the whole album is so great. And what's interesting about this choice is that this is not just my choice. This is my band's choice. I grabbed all my buddies together, we sat down, and we figured out which one was, like, the favorite that we could all agree that we all love equally. And we chose Stay Away, which is the closing track off the new album. It's very amazing. The whole album is just really great. God, NWO, Synthetic Soul, they're all great too. Seriously, if you haven't gotten the chance to listen to the album yet, I highly encourage you to do so. It's 30 minutes. It's not so bad. And again, it's an amazing album. I'm just really happy because, like, I've never been that big of an I Prevail fan before, but, like, this is my first album that I listened to front to back, and I am really impressed with what I listened to. You have everything with Brandon. This is an amazing album.
Very nice. So that'll be linked in the pinned comment, along with all the other links that we have for you guys this week. We now go to our album versus album stuff. Last week, Alex chose Spirit Box's Eternal Blue versus Motionless in White's score in The End of the World. It was not close. Spirit Box Eternal Blue won 77% to Motionless in White's 23%. Big win for Spirit Box with over 2,000 votes.
I like that.
Yeah.
I'm happy about that.
Any other comments on that one? Because this was your vote, Alex. Anything else you wanted to add to this one?
Honestly, I explained why I chose that. It was literally only because of the timing, the chart positions, and the debuts. And I personally am super stoked that everybody is kind of in the same boat. Mm-hmm. That Eternal Blue is just perfect.
There you go. Very nice. We now go to this week's poll. I'm going to list it and put it in our live chat because you guys can have a separate vote. While we're doing that, Rowan's choice for our album versus album. Go ahead, Rowan, whenever you're ready and start explaining it, and then I'll show it on screen.
Well, you know, Sleep Token was the big talking point of this week. And, you know, I was just trying to, like, think of, like, something that kind of thematically tied in together. And so I was thinking of doing some Sleep Token like albums. And what I kind of ended up with that, like, I picked the first two albums, Sundowning and This Place Will Become Your Tomb. I feel like these were the songs that they already released before they really blew up with Take Me Back to Eden. And I feel like because of how successful and that album was, it might be very, like, biased. It may not be fair to put that album against any of the other albums. Same thing with even Arcadia, because, like, that was when they had more eyes on them than ever. These are the two albums that, like, that fans had before they really did blow up. And honestly, I teeter myself between which one I like more. So I don't know. It's just like, I always find myself, like, you know, questioning which one I like more. And I think that just kind of makes things a little bit more fun. So yeah. Want to see what everyone else's thoughts are.
Awesome. The poll is live in the chat right now. Also, it'll be pinned in the pinned comment on the podcast on YouTube and in the notes for the podcast on the podcast forum. So please vote for that if you will. Now I think it's time for Super Chats. We're doing pretty good on time. Again, I'll keep one more look at every this while I read the Super Chats. Make sure everyone has Mounting John Stamos. Thank you guys for hanging out. From Ellie Yeet. Keep Kid Rock out of California. Woo! Tell Charlie Daniels to write a song about this. Kid Rock is out. He can have the other 48 or 49, whatever. That's a lot to take in, Ellie, but I agree with all the sentiment. Very nice. From Up Down Jesse, can you do a video of 10 bands and solo artists in the LGBTQ+ community one day? Just wondering, maybe for next Pride Month. Yes, I can. I just have to remember. I'm totally up for doing that, though. Because there's actually a lot. There's a lot of good ones, too.
Last question?
Yes.
Where are you at where it's Pride Month next month? I thought Pride Month was in June.
So did I. So I was like thinking like maybe for next. It says maybe for next Pride Month.
I see.
Yeah. Yeah. So that way. So, June, I totally can. I just have to remember.
Oh, yeah.
I'll have to set up a note. So 100%. That's a good idea to do. Thank you. Sacker one, I had to like lean in to read the username. If a band is in the middle of performing, they are never going to notice every crowd surfer in existence realistically. So don't expect them to say anything when they are trying to perform. I agree. It's not on that band. That happens at shows all the
time. That's why you have security. Yeah. They're the people who are supposed to be looking out for the crowd.
Yeah. Yeah. That literally is one of their jobs. Yes. So
that literally is the job. Yeah.
So yeah.
Make sure people don't kill each other.
From Shadow Swillum, Shadows Will, Uncle Jesse, have mercy. I tried to do it as best I could. I tried. So. From Homeschooled Punk, was the John Stamos lookalike contest called I Can't Believe It's Not John Stamos? Oh my goodness. How did no one think of that?
Missed opportunity.
Well done. No, that's a well done. Good job.
You have a strong future in marketing, my friend.
Yeah. And from Minigo Montoya, just a $10 super chat. Thank you so much for that. Definitely does help out a ton. We got some festivals to book. So is there anything else before we start to booking? Okay. Last week was a big step up from 2 weeks ago, like big improvement. So let's hope we can do that again. Can you guys still see my screen?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay. We'll do it this way just for fun. Every week we book random festivals, four bands per festival in the middle of nowhere, and hope for the best and see if it'll make money. Festival Rock or Flop is a game with over 200 bands. I just added more today. Let's see how this nonsense goes. First up,
all right, yes.
I only added like four or five, to be fair. Rye Fest. So first up, we're gonna go Updown Fest from Updown Jesse. Here we go. For our Updown Fest, just because I like the sound of that. Number one, Mudvayne. I'm going to do this too. Sorry. Bam, Mudvayne right there so you can see it. Number two, The Wiggles will be joining the stage to perform their music with the following band. Everyone ready?
Please tell me you have a deathcore band in here.
Oh, I do. I have lots of bands in here. The Wiggles with 3 Days Grace.
I hate everything about you.
Yummy.
I don't know how to sing. I don't know how to sing that song in like a Wiggles cadence.
Well, they're gonna figure it out at this great festival.
Chat, bring in the Wiggle memes and puns.
3 Days Wiggle. sorry, and everyone listening right now, the faces Alex are making is like she's in excruciating pain. So
it hurts.
Number three, we got the 1975. We are all over for this festival sound. Fun. And I like the 1975. We are all over the place right now. And number four, Sleep Token.
Oh my god! Wow. You know, honestly, like even with the Wiggles, this is an awesome lineup.
You would people. This is going to make money. I don't care what anyone says. This is an event. Okay, Updown Fest is an event. Sleep Token,
and Mudvayne is already a great pairing.
The 1975. Awesome. Ooh, the 1975 would do something with Sleep Token. Absolutely would. Overly British with overly British. Yeah, and then Three Days Wiggle. Wiggle Day Grace. Whatever we want to call it.
Wiggle Day Grace.
Wiggle Day Grace. There we go.
Oh my gosh.
I see yeses. Oh. Okay. Rowan, would you go?
Yes.
Alex, would you go? Definitely.
Absolutely.
Nah, but I'm skipping the Wiggles shenanigans, you guys. You got to crazy.
No. What? Come on.
I don't know if I'd stay for the whole thing, but I out of curiosity would get me.
Curiosity would get me. This is your Achilles heel.
Yep. I have a line, man, and it just got crossed.
I just love the idea of Adam from 3 Days Grace singing the Wiggle songs like Big Red Car and stuff, too. So
Big Red!
I gotta know why. How do you guys know so much of this Wiggles stuff?
I know the two. Those are the two big ones that are, like the memes.
Fruit salad like, blew up as like a meme. Yeah. Do you not go on the internet when we're not doing these?
That's why. No. That's why she's much more grounded in reality. By the way, she doesn't.
I guess so.
It's y'all less are brain like, rot. Didn't you it see? Is. Yeah.
Didn't you see this?
Oh, no, we're stopping the show. Stopping the show. Okay, so Rowan, when we interviewed Cliff Diver, the singer of Cliff Diver brought up the duck song unprovoked, and Alex's face went, no. And like, oh my God. We had to explain.
Did you tell him?
Yep.
Yep.
Oh yeah. And then they started talking about it, and it was just, Alex was like getting flashbacks. Oh man, it was so perfect. So.
I was like, y'all are sending me back. I'm like that hamster and the helicopters are flying past me. I'm like, thank you so much, you guys. No, I do not just do random.
You act like the duck song was like the worst thing we could have shown you.
Honestly, in that moment,
and he waddled away. Waddle, waddle, waddle.
Now we're doing this Wiggles thing, and I'm like, what? Do you guys just sit here and watch really weird stuff all night?
Don't either. Come on.
I mean,
King of the Hill if I'm going to turn something on. That's a weird. Then wait, what?
For
you saw, I turned on the TV every night, and I'm like, what crappy movie have I seen 100 times?
That's true. Yes, that is fair. Yeah. Okay, here we go. Sacrifice. I apologize. I'm terrible pronunciation. I can't see it that well on the far monitor. Sacrifest. We'll say it's Saker. Here we go. Never too wiggle instead of never too late for 3 days. Okay. Sacrifest. Here we go. Number one. Three Teeth. Getting some industrial going. I like it. Three Teeth's good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Number two. Greta Van Fleet. Totally different vibe. Not even close to industrial. However, this is going to make money. Number three. No, the Wiggles. What?
Oh, my God.
No, the Wiggles.
Go with it.
We already have a rule. No double ups in the festivals.
Last time.
No. At the drive-in. There we go. At the drive-in. Greta Van Fleet. Ooh, at the drive. I'm glad it wasn't the Wiggles for
at the drive-in. I thought this was the Mars Volta because it's Cedric. And it's I was like, the Wiggles style singer, Mars Volta. My God.
At the drive-in. Greta Van Fleet. Three Teeth. And... Avatar.
Awesome.
Yes, I am going. It's weird with no theme, but you know what? Sacrifice works for me.
I'm stoked.
Mm-hmm. Let us know. Sacrifice, everything is a two-time complete 180. People are complaining there's no Wiggles this time. Guys, no, that's the rules. Sorry.
You just had them.
How do you
just got three Wiggle Grace, okay? So... Wiggle Van Drive-In? What? No, now you're confusing too many things. You can't just add Wiggles
to
everything.
How do you think the Wiggles would handle one-armed scissor?
It'd be very... it'd be a lot more dancing. You know, I think they'd stick with the dancing on that one. Gretchen already has tickets for Avatar? Yeah, this would be a fun one. We're two for two. We now go to Shadows Fest. Thank you, Shadows Will. Here we go. Number one. Mammoth, Wolfgang Van Halen. Very nice. Good sound. Good way to start this. Number two, Knuckle Puck. Going to pop punk. Again, very different vibe, but it works. Number three, Alice in Chains. Stepped up big. Number four, Jell, who are no longer a band. Maybe this will bring them back. Jell.
Yes, is that the rule?
What? No, it's not. I'm just hoping it brings them back. You know, it's not so much. I just say this is the first time we've had Jell on Rock or Flop since they unfortunately had to break up because their guitarist was a creepy gooner.
Gooner?
I had to make a video. Like, he spent the entire band's funds and bank accounts.
Yeah, on OnlyFans.
Yes. He has earned the title Creepy Gooner. Yes, that is unfortunately accurate. And they were great, too. They were so good. Okay. I would go to Shadows Fest. Alice in Chains, Jell, Mammoth. Yeah, Knuckle Puck.
Yeah.
Alex?
Yeah, there's no reason I wouldn't.
Yeah. This was at Sick New World, by the way, this photo. They were fun.
Oh, yeah.
I see a lot of yes, yeah. Oh, boy, Jill and Lowell, right? It sucks that Jill, the name is kind of tainted now. Jill, the guitarist is a creep, but yeah, we'll get him another guitarist, okay? There's
maybe they'll pull like a New Order type thing. Like exactly. They just all get together, minus the one guy, just call themselves a new name.
Yeah, that's all they need to do, too. So that's a good one. Homeschool Punk Fest. Homeschool. So we call this Homeschool Fest?
Sure.
Homeschool Fest. Here we go. Band number one for Homeschool Fest for all the homeschool kids.
Imagine a bunch of
Goo Goo Dolls. I don't know why I don't know why I think that's funny. Goo Goo Dolls for Homeschool Fest.
If Homeschool Fest is all your mom's favorite bands, then that's perfect.
Maybe. Number two, Stitched Up Heart.
I spoke too soon.
Your mom's into some stuff.
Huh. Your mom likes good music, man. It's great.
Number three, A Perfect Circle. Your mom's pretty cool. I'm going to be honest. Your mom knows what she's doing.
My mom does not like A Perfect Circle. She does not like it when I play Judith around her.
Oh, that's fine. So number four, Rage Against the Machine. This homeschool system has a lot more going for it than I thought they would.
This is a sovereign citizen's cool homeschool band.
Yeah, this mom is teaching the kids some real stuff at home, by the way. Like real world education. So you know what? I'm going to Homeschool Fest. Rage, A Perfect Circle. Yeah, come on. You guys?
I'll be there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm Goo a cool doll. Mom. Goo Goo Not doll. A regular mom.
Goo Goo Dolls, Stitched Up Heart, A Perfect Circle, and Rage Against the Machine. Come on, that's going to make a ton of money. Yeah, everyone's saying your mom has good taste. The moms, the homeschool moms all got together and made what amazing show somehow. I don't know how they did it, but they did. And finally, we got Minigo Montoya, Minifest, we'll call it just because it's Minigo. Minifest, number one.
I say it's Six-Finger Fest.
Well, there's nothing to start over, Kid Rock, and you can't come to California anyway, so go ruin somebody else's show. Number one, The Cure. I'm down already. This looks good.
My mom's band.
Hey, that's fine. This is everybody's band. Yeah. Come on now. Number two, 303. Oh, my God.
Fun
story.
Nice day, Daisy Dukes, right?
Yes, that is exactly right. Fun story. When I just shot them a couple weeks ago, hearing those songs from gentlemen that are 15 years older than when they make them makes it a little awkward. Seeing these grown men like pushing 50 going, my first kiss lit a little like this. It got a little weird. My wife can attest. We were both looking. She was like, oh no, this is awkward. So 303, number three. Theory of a Dead Man. The Cure's really pulling a lot of weight to sell these tickets, guys. A lot. Let's give them some support. Number four, Oakley Dokley.
Oakley Dokley. Oh my God.
How did they get Robert Smith to do this?
Yeah.
I'm checking out of this one. I'm sorry. I love The Cure, but not this much.
But I love The Cure. I can't. What do I do? People feel bad for The Cure in chat. Alex, would you go to this?
For The Cure.
I would, because I think Oakley Dokley and 303 would be funny. And yes. Then The Cure is just like, okay, it's a good name.
Yes. We'll have Theory play first, just because I need some reason to have this festival have some type of success, you know? So, yes, I would go in that order. It's like Okadoodly Dokley 303. I don't know who the audience, by the way, is. I don't know what audience is coming to this show, but I would go. Yes, pass, hard pass. No. The Cure can't save this. They spent all the money on The Cure.
No to his own festival.
Pass said.
Sorry, Minifest.
Yeah, sorry. I do not blame you. This is one where I cannot blame the coast. It's just like hell. Unfortunately, busy that night. Sorry, Mr. Montoya. Stay for The Cure, leave during one of the later acts. No, The Cure's the headliner. There's no other way. So, looking at this, though, unfortunately, it looks like our chat is not going. Man.
You win some, you lose some.
You do. We had mostly good ones. You just... I love how people are going to go to the one with the Wiggles, but not the one with Theory of a Dead Man and 303. To be fair, that is a lot to ask of an audience. So,
see, where's the line, huh? You got the Wiggles, but Oakley Dokley? Come on.
Yeah.
Oakley Dokley is a one joke band.
Yeah, they're not getting a long set. They're like, you know, that's all you need, though. Just a short little set for them. That's fine. There's just a lot. It's a lot. Also, The Cure, I kind of do feel bad. I'll arrive fashionably late. Yeah, I can't stop you. So, all right. This was a successful round of Festival Rocker Flop for the most part. Thank you for all the super chats. We had a lot more this week as well. Thank you for hanging with us for our Riot Fest shenanigans as well with all that. Here's the photo of, where did he go? John Stamos one more time as we start wrapping up the poll for our live chat audience. Which Sleep Token album do you prefer? It looks like a pretty good amount, not a total knockout, but still 62%. This Place Will Become Your Tomb over Sundowning 38%.
Yeah, this surprised me a little bit. Here's the thing. I think Take Me Back, This Place Will Become Your Tomb is the better overall, like better start to finish album, but the individual tracks on Sundowning hit so much harder than anything off This Place Will Become Your Tomb. What do you guys think?
I would agree with that. That's a good statement for that one. Just because the way, like the individual introduction for singles as Sleep Token was going on, I would agree with that. So.
Like the highs of Sundowning are better, but...
I'm sorry. I think I'm distracting Alex with a picture of John Stamos mounting a drum kit. I apologize, Alex.
I wasn't listening to either of you.
Well, I can't.
She's mesmerized.
I don't know why we have a podcast. I could just show this image on a live stream on my channel and just rake in the views.
Honestly,
yeah, you don't say a word.
I just
have that chick on a loop. It'll be.
Oh, yeah.
Do you guys know a Twitch streamer named Doug Doug? Because that sounds like something he would do on his stream. He would just have a picture
Do this on
of spicy
Twitch.
John Stamos.
Yeah. If I do this on Twitch, that's easy. Yeah.
Just have like a picture of sexy John Stamos, doesn't say a word, and his whole chat is just glazing like the photo.
You say that, we might fund our own like European festival vacation if we do it that
way. Zoom in on the picture, Luke. Give the people what they want.
For 500 bits on Twitch, I'll zoom in on the triceps. Also, for everyone listening, I highlighted the comments. This is an Uncle Jesse thirst trap, and I am here for it.
That's perfect.
So
he knew what he was doing.
He did, and it paid off. It paid off, man. You kind of look like his smile. He's like almost like, yeah, that's right. Zoom in on that.
I'm
with
John Stamos.
Smoldering to the camera in the rain. Oh yeah, in a butter.
Randomly,
t-shirts.
You appear to voice. You appear in voice to just say, "Behold, John Stamos." Every hour, or so.
Thank you all for hanging out with us as we start to wrap things up. Alex, do you have anything you would like to add to this week or John Stamos talk?
Nope. Thank you, John Stamos. That's all. That's it. Everything else is fine.
That's fair. Rowan, how about you?
I did miss out on Riot and I did miss out on LTL. But on Tuesday chat, I'm really excited about this. I am seeing Osheno at their farewell tour in Brooklyn. And I am so excited about that. If you guys like deathcore, I know some of you do. Osheno's a great band. Seriously, give their music a listen to. If you can see, if they're playing nearby you, give them a chance. My ticket was not expensive whatsoever. It was like $30, which I mean, like in this day and age, that's basically free. So like, again, go support them if you can. They're amazing. It's a shame that they're closing out, but again, they're awesome.
Very nice. Okay. Thank you all so much. As I close the screen and cut off Stamos feed to my podcast co-hosts, I'm sorry, it had to happen eventually. Alex, it's time for a dad joke. You had a plethora of them this weekend. You should be in the zone.
I don't know.
She had to workshop your dad joke with like five other different bands.
Honestly, I was just walking around like, hey, you want to hear a dad? You want to hear? It's all good. It's just research.
It works.
It's all in good fun.
Yeah, it works. We got compliments, people liking our stuff. So, yeah, it worked pretty well.
All right. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Okay. So I landed a job making toy Draculas. There are only two of us on the line, though. So I have to make every second count.
I barely get it. I get it, but it's such a weak, like...
I'm not really laughing at the joke. I'm laughing at the reaction. So I don't know if that counts. Chat, what do you think? Alex, explain the joke if you would like.
Okay, I can't. So, I mean, I don't know how to explain it. Because I have to make every
second count. Yeah. Every other count, Dracula.
Exactly.
Yeah, I got it. It's just so...
It was a delay. Let's be honest. There was a hard delay, and it wasn't on Discord or the internet this time.
You know, it was not on the internet. My internet's cooking just fine. When you have to think about it a little bit, it makes me extra appreciative of
of my brilliance and creativity. Okay, someone's throwing a lot of butter and tomatoes, some Draculas, more butter. Alex has seen enough butter for a lifetime in the past week, by the way, so I don't know if this is going to help her or not.
I guess they say everything is better with butter, so let's just keep it coming.
Someone's throwing bats. Dracula selfie tomato. Is that what that is?
What?
It's what I think that's what it is. You guys tell me.
Yeah.
Okay. Ivan's here. Okay, so Ivan did like it.
Yay! Thank you, Ivan. See, he is a good boy.
He is a good boy.
Ivan's reaction does not count. That's still one for us, right?
I don't know. I think Ivan right here. He's walking around. He has his mouth open. He's doing the stretch. I'm pretty sure he liked it. Oh, the tail's going. The tail's the first sign.
Ivan.
Yeah, that big tail. Mm-hmm. You liked it, didn't you, buddy? Yep. We will be back next
week. Someone explained this emoji, by the way. It was supposed to be Dracula throwing the tomato, but that was the best arm I could find.
Selfie like arm? That. Okay, I get what you were going for. That's not on you. The butter that rocked. Oh, that's interesting. We could have a butter cast.
Dracula and Alucard. Okay, we're getting the cast of Castlevania in here now. Okay. All right.
That's also okay. The podcast, the buttered. It's time for bed, kids. Now you've gone too far. Time for bed. Good night, everyone. We've gone way too far, and now you're all riled up. Goodness.
Who's your favorite vampire? That one from Sesame Street. Well, he doesn't count. I assure you he does.
My favorite vampire, I would say...
She just told you a dad joke again. You have to hear it again. Alex, go ahead.
Oh, that one... I forgot it. It was just so natural. It flew out of me.
The count one. Yeah. What's your favorite, Drek? What's your favorite vampire? Yeah.
So who's your favorite fictional vampire? Because real vampires don't count. Who's your favorite vampire? Oh, the one from Sesame Street. Well, he doesn't count. I assure you he does.
Get it? Because it's the count who counts. That's the vampire.
One, two, three.
See, that one did get me because I hadn't heard it in a while. So I like to think Rowan's frozen and his internet connection just died. I can see your hair moved just a little so I could tell, but it was just like that broke him so badly. Good night, everyone. We will see you next week with more of the top notch John Stamos and dad joke coverage you all crave.
What the hell is happening now? We're going into like stupid Dracula puns.
We're getting what the people they want. Thank you. Yes.